When I was a little girl, my mom told me and my brother that if we didn't write handwritten thank you notes for any present we received, be it a birthday or Christmas gift, we would never receive another present. It was a borderline threat, but it worked. To this day, me and my brother have outstanding thank you note skills. Before you head home from an interview, drop a thank you note in the mail, stat. I'm not being dramatic here. I'm actually being very literal. In fact, when I was just out of college and interviewing for jobs, I would carry thank you notes and stamps with me. As soon as the interview wrapped, I was writing a thank you note and dropping it in the nearest mailbox. Nowadays, this gesture has become more casual and even non-existent. Today, I'm lucky if I even receive an email thank you from a candidate after an interview, much less a formal thank you on stationery. The pitch challenge today, buy some really good stationery and get in the habit of leaving two thank yous after an interview. Even though it's less formal, an email thank you is a must because it's quick compared to the postal service. The written thank you is classy and shows you are intentional about your gratitude. A written thank you card will also most likely stick around on someone's desk, and any visual memory of you will greatly increase your chances of standing out from the other candidates, many of whom will probably not even write a thank you. Another trick is to not even mail the thank you note, but write it and leave it with the office manager or receptionist before you leave. Make sure in your thank you note that you reiterate points that you want the interviewer to remember about you, and you reinforce how much you want the opportunity to work there. A thank you note can seal the deal on a good interview or bump you back to the top if your interview was so-so or mediocre.